three meditation.
Dictation for Gene, G-E-N-E, Speed, S-P-E-E-T, July 7, 39. Mr. Speed is an 82-year-old gentleman. He's a new ESRD in our facility for diabetes and hypertension. Just moved from Kentucky back to Michigan to be close to family members. Dialysis catheter was placed there. We have completed training and he's doing Cycler. He has some memory issues, according to family member, wife and daughter, which are visiting. He has problems of sleeping at night, which is not a new issue. They are suspicious for a sleep apnea, but at this moment they are not interested in any redo testing or treatment. Appetite has been good without any nausea, vomiting, dysphagia. There has been no diarrhea, bleeding. He takes medication for constipation. He's still making some amount of urine. He's in chronic incontinence since treatment for cancer of the prostate back in 1997 with surgery, radiation, and remains on hormonal treatment. There has been no recent peritonitis or exercise infection, no fibrin. Fluid removal has been around 1.4 liters or better. He has a pacemaker done on the last few months. There has been no recent chest pain palpitations. Some degree of dyspnea activity, not at rest. Before starting on dialysis a few weeks ago, was evaluated at the emergency room at Canadian Lakes. Was not admitted. He didn't change medications. No heart attack. He denies any pruritus. His mobility is restricted from chronic back pain and severe osteoarthritis of the right knee. Next paragraph, past medical history for diabetes since around 1997, prostate cancer 1997, surgery, radiation, and hormonal treatment. They are not aware of recurrence. Family doctor at Kentucky was checking PSA on a yearly basis. They don't know results. There has been no diabetic retinopathy, minor peripheral neuropathy, hypertension, obesity, hyperlipidemia, required pacemaker within the last 6 months. He was told that there is some abnormalities on the echocardiogram, but no further testing was done. No prior coronary artery disease. He does have scarlet fever as a child. He is not aware of valve abnormalities, infection, no TIS or stroke, no deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no chronic liver disease, no gastrointestinal bleeding, apparently no blood transfusion, prior kidney stones, we don't know the type, way back 2003. Next paragraph, no alcohol. Next paragraph, he's being a smoker, pipe, but discontinued back in 1997. Next paragraph, question, allergic to sulfa. Next paragraph, surgeries including bilateral cataracts, prostate surgery, pacemaker, peritoneal dialysis catheter, left-sided total knee replacement. Next paragraph, medications. Include Allegra, stool softeners, Losartan, Effexor, thyroid replacement, Levimir, Zocor, Tricor, Flomax, bicarbonate replacement, and Casodex, C-A-S-O-D-E-X. Next paragraph on physical exam. He is alert to person, place, attentive, recognizes family members, normal speech, normal eye movements, non-nystagmus, overweight, distant breath sounds, but oral wheezes, pacemaker on the left, no pericardial rap, no significant murmurs, obesity of the abdomen, dialysis catheter on the right side, minor inflammatory changes but no drainage, 2+ peripheral edema, which is improved since dialysis, prior knee replacement on the left side. Next paragraph, chemistry shows hemoglobin of 10.2, ferritin 624 with a saturation 25%. We are doing a collection for clearance. He's incontinent of urine, so the urine collection is incomplete. Present weight around 117, blood pressure in the 130s, 150s, over 70s and 90s, low albumin at 3.5, a normal potassium, sodium, elevated phosphorus 5.9, the normal calcium, PTH at 458. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. End-stage renal disease, next number. Diabetic nephropathy, next number. Hypertension, probably hypertension and nephron sclerosis, next number. Pacemaker, next number. Obesity, next number. Long-term diabetes, next number. Memory issues, which is not new. Next number, anemia. Our goal hemoglobin is more than 10, he is. Otherwise, iron EPO as needed. Next number, nutrition in the low side, consider protein supplementation. Next number, we will monitor potassium, acid base, calcium phosphorus, PTH for appropriate treatment. He will not be a candidate for transplantation. He is a do not resuscitate. We will get information about his prior heart abnormalities. He will be a high risk for coronary artery disease. At the same time, they are not interested in any invasive intervention. But for his problem of insomnia, primary care can consider a number of options to treat. He also inquired if he can do the dialysis during daytime and taking a pause here or there because of the prolonged 8 hours treatment. We will not oppose that. Family members, the daughter and wife, is doing the treatment. They understand about the risk of infection from a number of connections, disconnections. He also has a dog that we need to be clean to prevent zoonotic infections. Policy discussion, end of dictation.